Hey, Carlton, we'll start with you. With the expected exponential growth in American Fork in the next few years, how are you going to be prepared to deal with the growth? What makes you the right man to lead our community through these changes?
Well, thank you for that. I'm pro-growth. And I think that's a positive thing. I think it's positive that our city's growing. A lot of that growth is to the south of the freeway. There is some in the northwest. There's a little bit more in the northeast. And I think it's great. We have great subdivisions going in. When people come into the city, they pay impact fees, which is supposed to help the cost of them, you know, connecting up to our different systems, our water system, our sewer system. They're paying it. Since they're connecting to that system, they pay a fee to connect into that. One of the things we recently did that I voted against was we increased our impact fees from about $8,000 for an average residential house to $12,000. That's a huge increase. The Utah Valley Home Builders came and specifically talked against that in our public comment session, which I think is a little bit unusual. I don't remember hearing them when we increased our fees 2 years prior. Maybe they had, but I thought their comments were great. I thought it was unfortunate that we went ahead and raised the fees again. I think it's a huge increase in the wrong direction to go. And when I talk about directions, I mean, these are the things we need to be thinking about. Is our city going in a direction of less debt or more debt? Are we going in a direction of higher taxes or keeping our taxes low? Are we going in the direction of higher fees and significant fee increases? Or are we keeping our fees reasonable? These are important issues, and I will be working to help American Fork grow in a great way.
I think there's a good process of growth. We have an incredible planning commission. And so when you talk about one person and what they're going to do, I would say that I would expand that network out beyond one person, just the mayor. It's a network of staff. It's a network of planning commission. It's a network of the city council. It's in a cooperative measure, okay? And as far as impact fees, yes, we did an analysis. We started it in February. It was very thoroughly analyzed by a Zions Bank, which we hired as a consultant. And an impact fee is a way of buying into a city infrastructure. And those fees came out, and we felt like they were fair. And Utah Valley Builders and Home Association that made comment, I just want to tell you they have backed my campaign. They have made a contribution to me, and they have subsequently said, we're backing you, Brad. And so they understand that with growth comes challenges. If you want to see maybe an example of that, when you go by Fresh Market, look at the size of pipe that's over in that road. It's a 36-inch pipe. It is through impact fees that pipe is being paid for and installed because it is to promote the growth. And so impact fees are important, and as long as they're administered, and it was through a very transparent process. And so I would work with the team and stay on task.